in Senla, and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
The Bible said when he went out to shake himself, he found out his hair had been cut off. He had a haircut in the devil's barber shop. And he found out that morning he was weaker than any other man. They came and they took Samson. They put out his eyes and they blinded him. He got all right and took him on down to Gaza, the same place where they took the gates down. They took him down there, and when they took him down there, they made him ground the corn at the ground mill. That's the way sin is. Sin will blind you, and sin will bind you, and sin will grind you. You got to be careful how you trust the enemy. And when they had Samson down there in the ground mill, he was blinded and could not see. I come by to tell you, God got to put some of you all in prison before you can see God. God got to let some of us get locked up away from everybody before we can see God. God got to blind us before we can see God. Sometime God got to blind a man to bring him back to God. I know sometime you wonder in your mind why God let you lose your house. Sometime you wonder why you lost your car. Sometime you wonder why you lost your job. Sometime you wonder why you lost your health. Well, if that's what got you back in church, that's a good thing. If losing your house got you back in church, that's a good thing. If losing your friend got you back in church, that's a good thing. God used it to bring you back to the Almighty God. God used a prison and blind Samson. Some folk got to get blind before they can see. And God, all right. And while Samson was blinded down in prison, they tell me they brought Samson to make sports of him. That's what the devil want to do, is make sports of us. He want to bring us down so the world can laugh at us. But let me tell you, when they took Samson to bring him up, to make sports of him, they had a little boy, a little lad, leading him around to put on a show while the Philistine were looking down. Look at him laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Strong man, you ain't strong no more. Strong man, show them away your power. Strong man, take down the gates now. Strong man, let me see you kill a lion. Look at them laughing, making sport of you. When you go down, there are some demons laughing at you. When you lose all, there are some church folk talking about you. When you go down, there are some enemies, love to say, uh-huh, I knew it was coming. Let them laugh at you. But Samson, what good about Samson? No matter how far he had fallen down, when he got down, lost everything, they came up and he told the lad, lad, lead me to the column that holds up the temple. And the lad led him up. When he got to the column, he told the little lad, I want you to run, boy. Get out of this place, because the power of God is coming on me. The Bible said, while Samson had come out again, his hair began to grow again. God didn't give him his sight, but God gave him his hair back. What is that saying? When you mess up and got to come back, you may not get it all, but you'll get some. And God, all right, when you mess up, it may not be the same way you used to be, but God will give you some of it back. And God, all right, God said, I won't give you your sight, but I got a purpose for you staying blind. If you got your sight, you won't get to the temple. If you had your sight, you won't accomplish what I want you to accomplish. I want you to stay blind, but get your strength back. Anybody here got your hair back? Somebody here said, I used to be down, but I got my hair back. Ain't God all right? When Samson hair began to grow, they didn't even notice it. Looked like to me they should have noticed the man hair is growing back. But God let the enemy misjudge, oh brother Samson. God is able to make your enemy misjudge. When Samson got to the column, this is the way in. Samson got a hold of the column. If you want victory, you got to let somebody lead you. Ain't God all right? If you want to come out of the mess you in, you got to let me lead you. And when I lead you, I'm going to lead you to your column. You got to take hold of what's trying to destroy you. You got to take hold of the enemy. You got to take hold of your debt. You got to take hold of your problem. Put your arm around it and then cry out, you coming down, you coming down. He pulled those columns together and they fell, the temple fell. And the Bible said 3,000 souls that day died because the walls and the temple fell down. But what Samson did before he killed his enemy, he prayed. He said, Lord, 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 remember me. Lord, remember me. I know I done wrong, but this is the what. I think Samson said, I ain't going out like that. I know I done wrong, but I ain't going out like this. I lost everything, but I ain't going out like this. Anybody here made up in your mind, I may have messed up, but I ain't going out like this. I may have fumbled around and lost my power, but I ain't going out like this. I've been on drugs, but I ain't going out like this. I got a smoking habit, but I ain't going out like this. I got a drinking habit, but I ain't going out like this. I lost my job, don't have no money, but I ain't going out like this. I may be sick and can't get well, but the devil is a lie. I ain't going out like this. Anybody here made up in your mind, I'm coming out, I'm coming out. Can you stand on your feet in the church this morning and go hug somebody and say, I made up, I ain't going out like this. I may have made some mistakes, but I ain't going out like this. You got to tell that old devil, I'm coming out, I'm coming out. Oh yeah, I'm coming out. Another chance. Samson said, I messed up, I done wrong, but Father, give me one more time, one more time. Oh, one more chance. Oh, one more chance. Do anybody here know God is a God of another chance? Somebody said, not God of a second chance, but God of another chance. I done had a lot of chances. I didn't need a second chance. I need a third chance. I need a fourth chance. I need a fifth chance. God is a God of another chance. How many here know God is a forgiving God? You may have done wrong, but won't he restore you? You may have messed up, but he will forgive you. Oh, he will. And pray right, God will answer prayer. Anybody here know that when you pray and pray right, the devil can't do you no harm? If you don't know how to come out the lap, get on your knees, fall down like Samson did, and say, Father, give me one more chance. Oh, he will. Soul and got happy. Anybody in Mount Carmel Baptist Church this morning can tell the church God will give you another chance. Anybody here know that when you're down and out, can't see your way out, he'll reach his hand out, pick you up, put your feet on a solid rock, turn you around, put a running in your feet, clapping in your hands. Your Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I could hear Samson saying, Lord, don't leave me. Lord, don't leave me. I know I done wrong, but don't leave me. Don't leave me. Every now and then, I have to get on my knees and say, Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, guide me. Holy Ghost, lead me. Holy Ghost, fill me. Holy Ghost, watch over me. And I'm a living witness. If you're praying right, if you're praying, pray right, God will answer prayer. Oh, he will. Midnight hour, I had to sit down, talk to the Lord. I had to read my Bible, tell the Lord, I know I messed up. I know I messed up, but I know I've been young and foolish. I have messed up, but thank you, Jesus, you're forgiving God. I thank you for bringing me out. I thank you, Lord, for bringing me through. And if you pray and pray right, you can cross your leg. You can cross your leg and say, it's done. It's done. It's done. You'll be bread in a starving land. He'll be water when you get thirsty. He'll be a mother, won't leave you on a doorstep. He'll be a father. Come home, his children. Oh, he will. Almighty, anybody here ought to be happy this morning. I serve a God who will put you back. I serve a God who will turn it all around. He turned it around. He turned it around. Spin around three times and say, God, turn it around. I said, do you know the man? I said, do you know the man? I said, do you know the man? From Galilee, well, he walked out on the water, and he calmed the raging sea. Oh, do you know the man from Galilee? I'm so glad I know him. I said, do you know the man? Do you know the man? I said, do you know the man from Galilee? Well, he walked out on the water and he calmed the raging sea. Oh, do you know the man from Galilee? If you don't know him, let me tell you. The man is a mighty good doctor. The man is a mighty good doctor. The man is a mighty good doctor from Galilee. Anybody know he'll heal you? And he calmed the raging sea. Oh, do you know the man from Galilee? Let me tell you something. The man will be bread when you're hungry. The man will be bread when you're hungry. The man will be bread when you're hungry. From Galilee. Well, he walked out on the water. And he calmed the raging sea. Oh, do you know the man from Galilee? Anybody know him? I know the man. He walked out on the water, calmed the raging sea. Oh, do you know the man from Galilee? You know what I want to tell you? Yes, I know the man. Yes, I know the man. I said, yes, I know the man from Galilee. Oh, he walked out on the water and he calmed the raging sea. Yes, I know the man from Galilee. Anybody ever been in trouble? The man is a mighty good lawyer. The man is a mighty good lawyer. The man is a mighty good lawyer. You're from Galilee. My feet strike tire. Lay down my heavy burden. I'm gonna put on my robe and glory. Going home and tell my story. I've been coming over hills and mountains. Up to the crystal fountain. All of God's sons and daughters will be drinking that healing water. I'm gonna move up a little higher. Meet my loving mother. I'm gonna move a little higher, meet my loving father. I'm gonna move up a little higher, see the saints of God going down by the pool, bathing in the pool of crystal, going around the altar. Get out on my knees, look back from where I come from, look back from where I come from. I said, when I get to heaven, get down on my knees, look back from where I've come from, look back from where I've come from. I said, thank you, Jesus, 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 thank you, Jesus. I thank you this morning. I want to thank him.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Him. Thank him.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to thank him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank him. Thank him.
Thank
God,
you, Jesus.
He's been good.
Thank 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 you, Jesus.
I want to thank him.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's been good.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to thank him.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's been good.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's been awake.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know when.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's been good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And said, God gave me another chance. Aren't you glad he didn't give up on you? Come on, let's do a little Holy Ghost dance here. Some folk gave up on you, but God didn't give up on you. Some folk said you weren't never coming out, but God. Nothing to do, but I just walk around. Heaven, heaven all day. When I get to heaven, you know what I'm gonna do? Join together and walk around heaven, heaven all day. with me. How many of you want me to walk with you? Walk by my side. And I'll tell the Lord. Be like Sunday when I get there. And you know what? Sabbath will have no end. We ain't gonna do nothing. You know what? But just sing and praise him. Oh, when he say to me, well done. It's all over. And my race is won. You know what I'm going to do? Look at me. Walk around.
Walk around.
Walk around heaven. I'm going to walk around. Hey.
Walk around heaven.
I'm going to walk around.
Walk around heaven.
Be no more tears. Church open.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Recently, an Arabic TV reporter asked an 11-year-old girl who had been forced to flee her home in Iraq about her feelings toward ISIS. With a cheerful smile, Miriam said, "I will only ask God to forgive them." In the Bible, Jesus said to us, "Don't be afraid, I am with you." And also he said, "Forgive others, no matter who they are hating you." This young girl living in a refugee camp should serve as an inspiration. As Jesus said, "Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." For more from the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT, KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT, KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT, Attention, Bishop Kenny Townsend, at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at KAYT881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT,